Damn Dirk Diggler. Am I even on mic? Why is the headphone way low? Okay, good lord. I really turned down the headphone on that. What the hell? I wanted to play that clip of Dirk and Scotty sharing an intimate moment from Boogie Nights, and Dirk drops an F-bomb early on. Why are you?
I am not typing while you're talking. I really am paying attention to you.
I can tell from both the fact that you're typing and your sarcastic tone. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. Please, please pick another alias or let me talk about you.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know. Someone crapped on Howard Flood. I forgot who it was.
Who did?
Might have been Dawn. Trying to remember. Loyal listener Dawn.
Come on. It's just impossible to remember another first name for my stage presence. So.
No, the Howard part's fine. Just yeah. What is Flood?
I'm stuck with it, man. I actually incorporate under that name, so I really can't switch.
Good lord, all right.
Yeah. I'm not paying another $100 for that.
Commit to the bit, and you have. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website. Go there for new shows every Monday and Thursday. I tend to write once or twice a week as well. So there's a lot of crap you can get lost in over there. Look up just Papa's Basement on iTunes. Subscribe, rate us well, and follow on Twitter at Papa's Basement. And for this man over here, it's at What the F and He's It. Because we're both very active on the Twitter. I did all of my Super Bowl live tweeting on my main account.
Yeah, I did very little Super Bowl tweeting too, since the game was pretty much a wash.
Yeah, but you can entertain the people. Isn't that what you want to do?
I mean, you're oversaturated. It's the most watched game of the year. So what are you going to be able to really read during the game anyway? You should be watching the game and the commercials, right?
You mean being the 6,000th person to say that Joe Namath was wearing a coat that was reminiscent of Kramer's pimp coat in Seinfeld? Or mentioning that in Africa, coming up this week, will be a bunch of people who thought that Peyton Manning just capped the best quarterback season ever with a Super Bowl? You think that's not funny? Being the millionth person to make those tweets, because I was that guy.
It's your job, man.
I was that dude.
It's your unpaid work.
Yeah, Twitter promotion is such a load of crap. It really gets you no one, and you just lose people who are upset by the fact you're tweeting so much. Because I know I'll just like knee-jerk unfollow dudes where I see like 8 posts in a row, or they posted heavily. I'll give a pass typically during an event like the Super Bowl. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, Twitter to me, the Twitterverse is in decline. It's one of those things like all the old people who still cling on to their Hotmail addresses. It's going to be that in about 10 years, isn't it? I mean, Twitter
10?
To me.
Yeah, yeah. I would assume sooner than 10.
I was being generous. I was playing it safe.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it's not going to be very long before Twitter has fallen to the wayside. I personally already feel like I've replaced it with Reddit. You are the one who hooked me on Reddit, by the way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can... All of these things have pornography in common. You can search Twitter for, like, retweet this. I love the really creepy girl pictures, and it's like, retweet this if you would date this girl. Give it a favorite if you'd only bang her. Stuff like that. Where either outcome, A, is gross, and B, it promotes the Twitter account that posted it. I really go nuts with that. Yeah, I gained, I believe, 2 followers with all of my tweeting and lost something like 6. So
yeah,
there you go.
Happens.
There you go. Obviously, I am an SEO master and know how to promote a show and everything associated with it.
How many did you lose off of insulting Philip Seymour Hoffman tweets?
I only did 2 of those. Hold on. Let me go through and see what I posted. I believe I was rather, I like Philip Seymour Hoffman. I liked him a lot. We'll talk about that in a bit. I was rather respectful. I think one was like, oh no, now he'll never get to bang Dirk Diggler. R.I.P.
Right.
Something like that. Because my single favorite, I wanted to play it at the intro. My favorite Philip Seymour Hoffman scene is him New Year's Eve 1979, if I recall, because I want to say the 80s are brought in with William H. Macy shooting his whore wife, who was Nina Hartley. There you go. Nina Hartley, who's still in porn all these years later.
Yeah.
With a bit of a pooch tummy. She looks like a dog that had several litters. That's why you see her in garters, typically.
All right.
Cool chick. Still a decent dome piece for her age, but yeah, little Lucy down there. And so Philip Seymour Hoffman buys the, is it Trans Am? I'm trying to remember. What car does he buy that Dirk has?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is how I'm going to make my gay move on Dirk Diggler. And
then he kisses him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, so no? That's the best part. And then he's repelled that, Dirk Diggler is repelled by the fact that Philip Seymour Hoffman, a.k.a. Scotty, kissed him.
Right.
And so Scotty comes up with, well, do you want to kiss me? Because there's a difference there.
Right.
I have sex with you. You have sex with me. Very different acts right there. I love it. I love that scene. I wanted to do Super Bowl, though, because we talked really the nuts and bolts of the game on the Papa's Football Podcast episode we just recorded.
Right, yeah.
PFpod.com. Look up Papa's Football Podcast on iTunes.
But the social phenomenon of the Super Bowl is something worth discussing,
very
too.
Different. Yeah. Very different from the quote-unquote nuts and bolts, if you will. And live tweeting is a huge thing. And to answer your question, why might Twitter live on, or why might it get 10 years?
Right.
There isn't another form of social media so far where you can easily just post your thoughts like that rapid fire and people are okay with it. Facebook,
right.
Anyone who would do the whole, like, this is my status, this is my new status, this is my new status, oh, I am unsubscribing so quickly. And Facebook is great like that because you can still be friends, but you don't get their posts.
Yeah, no, that was one of the great innovations to the Facebook feed.
Do you know how few people I get the post from at this point?
Interesting.
It's like 12 to 20 people. No joke. I mean, I guess the bulk of my friends don't really post, period. But those that do, it's down to maybe 15 active ones. And then what keeps happening is, because they're fewer and fewer, the ones who are left, I see more and more.
Right.
And then I'm just like, I'm seeing a bit too much of you. And I unfollow them. And it'll just keep going down until it's only my posts at that point. Hold on a sec. We're getting a phone call. Whee! We're back. You don't get any iPad time. I'm so sorry, Howard.
Why do we have to do things your way for Papa's Basement? Just because the show's named after you.
Yeah, that's a good argument right there. That part alone. You kind of doomed yourself, Howard. You stepped into that pile of duty. This is a clean episode, by the way, so I said duty.
Oh, nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the reminder. I'm still just full of spit and vinegar from our football show, so you got to remind me not to swear like a sailor.
You were going to say you're full of something else from what you ate during the Super Bowl last night, and then you went and took how long was that? How long were you in the bathroom before the show?
Oh, well, I was reading for part of that time, okay. But yeah, it was a solid 5 to 7 minutes.
You got some hang time.
Yeah.
I
was reading about soccer. I'm now excited about soccer season.
Yeah. Isn't that 24/7?
It kind of is year round at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that sport really never stopped.
It's like NASCAR.
They get like 18 days off.
I turn off that part of my brain whenever the NFL is on. So when real football is going on, I don't really pay much attention to the European lads.
Or as I call it, gays football. Football for the gays.
Or Europeans. You know, that whole shtick.
Synonymous.
Gay or European.
Yeah.
You ever seen those sites? Yeah.
Oh, really? No, I have not.
Yeah, there's a common meme, I guess, where you can play a game and try to guess if a man is gay or European, because sometimes it looks very similar.
What if he's gay and European?
Not a surprising
double
possibility.
Threat?
Yeah. The answer is both!
I guess the hokiest thing we can do, and that's why we're doing it, obviously, is going over the Super Bowl commercials.
I'm not a big Super Bowl commercial type.
Neither am I. Really, I have a penis, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Anyone watching the Super Bowl for the commercials is a mental patient. I view it, it's so pathetic. If you're like, I want to watch the Super Bowl commercials, A, just watch them after the fact. B, half of them have been around for like, I don't know, 3, 5 days, 7 days ahead of time. Who's the broad that I like? The Anna Kendrick.
Yeah.
Anna Kendrick's, I don't know. Didn't she have some Super Bowl ad, or it was like a fake Super Bowl ad that was going viral on Facebook?
Oh, it was a fake.
Yeah, of course it was fake. I think it was. I don't think they really played it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing her on the Super Bowl at all.
But it's so annoying that, like, you can now get a bunch of traction by saying, oh, this ad was too saucy for the Super Bowl censors. I think there was like a gun, you know, anti-gun control ad that did that and went viral a couple of weeks ago. I want to say there's something involving Scarlett Johansson that did the same thing.
Was it edited for the Super Bowl? Because it was a joke. The one that they actually showed was not anywhere near controversial to me.
Really? I don't know. Why would I know? I'm only talking about it on a show that has a bunch of listeners. Why would I put an ounce into this?
The only one I guess that I can remember off the top of my head is the Volkswagen commercial where the dad tells his daughter, for every 100,000 miles on a Volkswagen,
I'll beat you savagely.
Sadly, no. The answer is a German engineer gets his wings.
That was the worst ad.
Well, I mean, but there was like some... There was some sexual innuendo within that. There was a...
Like a rainbow comes out of the German's ass.
Well, I was thinking more one of the guys gets his wings in the elevator, and then it ends up hitting a female engineer in the rear, in the tuchus, and then she slaps him in the face. That was pretty funny.
I thought you were
going to
say it hit her in the face, and then she was wiping at the corners of her mouth. Like she took another sort of white blast to the visage.
But that to me was way more risque than the Scarlett Johansson ad that they showed.
I didn't even see the Johansson ad. I literally saw it in a little side clip. I just hate all these guys now can be like, oh, this ad won't make the Super Bowl. And it never was intended to make the Super Bowl. It's like, do you know how many times people have shown me this band, quote unquote, the band Skittles ad that went viral? And it's like some nerdy guy that looks like Kip Dynamite.
Right.
And he's just like on his wedding night jizzes Skittles. And like he just shoots Skittle money shots on, you know,
wow,
on this girl. And it's like, that was never intended for TV, you dunce.
Yeah.
Like that's just Skittles screwing off with some agency saying, hey, let's hoodwink a bunch of yokels.
Yeah, I was told yesterday that the Johansson ad was supposed to be something that was very very edgy, and yet it turned out to be very bland. And to me, I was like, you basically had a PR firm help you to promote this ad on the basis of it being controversial when it wasn't. It's a garbage way to approach it.
It drives me nuts. Unless that ad involves her recreating those like cell phone pictures she had with Playboy doing the lighting, I don't care.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Club International spread, I'll also settle for We magazine. That's it. I'm not interested otherwise. Saucy Scarlett Johansson. She's already shown almost everything. And in those crappy cell phone pictures, she showed everything. Wake me up when they're out on a film. That's it. Wake me up when I can go through like I used to go through with Sharon Stone showing it in Basic Instinct. And I had the pause button on my VCR and my crappy Montgomery Ward VCR, the instant you paused it, went, and the screen looked like it was taking off for space. And so I had to go to my friend's forehead VCR across the street and pause it and memorize it for the spank bank and then walk back home and do my thing.
I kind of want to take a dump on that Bud Light commercial with Arnold. Did you pay attention to that one? That one was pretty weak, too.
Yeah, well, do you want to hit the master list?
Literally...
Yeah, I think this was Yahoo. They literally did all the work for us, first of all. Yeah, they grade everything A through F. Oh, my God.
There are some Fs. It's just a waste of some people's money, the way that they use that ad time.
This one goes deep, by the way.
Good.
This is a lot. We can milk this. That's what I like about a segment. All right. Grade A, Budweiser Puppy Love. Didn't see it.
I was in a room full of women watching the Super Bowl. I would say it was 60-40 guys to girls. I'm sorry, it was 40-60 guys, girls. So with the women in the room, many a dog owner in the room, they were very excited about a puppy and the Clydesdales.
I've seen the horse ad before.
Yeah.
I hate it. Dogs are fine. Everyone thinks because I have cats, I don't like dogs. It's the same thing. It's a furry little thing that craps all over the place and it likes you.
But the ad was intended to target female dog owners, and in general, even for women who don't like dogs, puppies are cute.
Whatever, we're passing it.
Whatever.
Bank of America U2 Red. You can go to iTunes and get a free new U2 song. Who cares? You can just turn on the radio and hear it 60 million times over.
I'm not gonna hate on that one, man, because Bono, I feel, has continued to have U2 making less than great music. It's not where compares to the stuff from the 80s from U2.
I think that what they do is fine. It's just, who needs a damn iTunes download of U2? Rock radio.
Oh, for every time that you download, I think $1 goes to help
one of those Save the Flies Around the Eyes country kids.
It's to help fight AIDS in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Bono does.
What
now.
I said.
I'm just saying, like, it's to me a noble thing that they're doing with their celebrity, because most celebrities don't realize that what they do is very trivial and he's embracing that and turning it into something that will help the world.
I'm apologizing. I was leaning in, like I was about to tell you a secret, and I was actually just trying to get my mouth off of the microphone while I bite dead skin off my lip, because I am grotesque.
But I'm telling you, man, I actually do appreciate Bono and U2's approach towards exploiting their celebrity for positive change in the world.
So. No, it's fine, and I get it. I'm not ragging on him. I know they give a lot to the poor. I'm just saying, who the hell needs to get the new U2 song? Have you listened to DC 101 recently? They still play songs from 91 nonstop because people our age are the last people listening to radio.
I mean,
kids don't touch that crap.
People are going to download it because it's like UHF. Come and buy this car or I'm going to club this baby seal to death. That's the whole like mentality of that commercial. They really are just like, do you want children in Africa to die?
A UHF
then don't
reference.
Download this. God. That's really what it is.
How do you remember an actual line from UHF?
That's my favorite part other than the Wheel of Fish. Those are my two like go-tos from that movie.
Oh, man. What's in
the... You can keep...
Wait.
What's
in the box?
Or what's behind curtain two? The box!
No, he wins something or it's the box.
Oh, yeah.
Something
yeah.
tangible versus the
yeah,
box.
That's right.
And then it's, what is in the box? Nothing! Stupid!
You're so stupid!
Yeah, I love that. So I actually do remember a couple of lines.
Yeah. And then supplies.
And then Conan the Librarian. I forgot
Conan
supplies.
Yeah.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System? And he just cleaves a guy in half. And then, of course, I believe I want to say the name is Stanley Ipkiss, but that's someone else. That's like a Jim Carrey character.
Oh, yeah, Kramer. Kramer played Stanley, the mop man.
Yeah, but is it Stanley Ipkiss?
That'd be impressive if you remembered that.
I know. Stanley Ipkiss is okay, hold on. Yeah. Stanley Ipkiss. Oh, Stanley Ipkiss is the mask.
Oh,
I knew it was Jim Carrey. Yeah, but he's like Stanley the janitor.
All right, yeah.
And yeah, and he's like blasting kids with a fire hose in their open mouth. It's like, who wants a drink from the fire hose?
Yeah.
And then he pulls like a dough booger out.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie is such a piece of ass.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough of it as a kid.
Classic, though. Yeah, you can't diss it completely.
All right, Hyundai's Dad Sixth Sense ad. I saw this one. But when he introduced it as that, now I just want to see like talking ghosts. Oh, that died. That just died. Sixth Sense?
I'm trying to remember that one, man.
I remember it. Like, the kid, it was dads who continually, like, a kid's going for a long pass, and he's about to run into a damn barbecue cooking burgers, and the dad, like, grabs him by the waist and pulls him out of danger. It's a bunch of dads saving kids from BS, and then this dad is driving with his son, or the son's driving down the road, and they're in a Hyundai, and some piece of tail walks by.
I caught that tail end of that commercial.
And
okay.
The son's like, "Murr?" And then the Hyundai is like, oh, wait, stop. And it hits the brakes automatically. And the kid's safe.
Those devices like kind of creep me out. Do you want one of those in your car?
I have literally wrecked my car looking at a piece of blonde ass.
Oh,
she
really?
She wasn't even good looking. Just some fatso from Maryland. I was just like, I wonder if I could see her big fat jugs from the side. Oh, I'm going to rear end an Asian family. How's that for irony?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you would pay for something like that on a car?
1,000 times yes. I have okay. ADD and I text while driving literally nonstop. Are you kidding me?
Those things bother me because I just feel like they probably did the calculation of the likelihood of those things failing you and how much a lawsuit would cost based on the damage to the like people involved in the accident.
Well, it's just a fail safe. Jesus Christ. It's not encouraging you to just gun it into everyone and using it as your main stop mechanism. It's just there.
Yeah, I want people to be more personally responsible, and I don't really think that having devices that give people the comfort of, like, even if I'm negligent, I probably won't hurt someone else. That really bothers me.
Oh, no, not me. I see that as a complete... That's like saying you don't like seatbelts because there's something to save you in case you screw up and crash.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's the most dead-on thing I've ever uttered.
Seatbelts are a passive restraint. What you add to a car to help people who aren't paying attention to stop their cars to prevent an accident,
that is
bogus.
You cannot
do that.
Really?
You're embracing a negligent attitude towards driving.
What if your leg falls off?
This
what
is
if
why
you're a veteran with two fake Lieutenant Dan legs?
Listen up, America.
Off?
This is why I hate democracy in our country, because the number one thing you can never change is
all right,
people's
number one,
lax
some.
Rules
all right.
on driving
Kim
licenses.
Jong Flood, go on.
I'm just telling you, like, when it comes to getting your driver's license, you cannot change how low the standard is. It doesn't matter that you're driving.
I would say change the standard. 99.99% of the time, I'm a fine driver. Once in a while, I'm like, hey, look, there's something I want to put it in. And then I crash my car.
The problem is, once you start adding those devices, it encourages people to be less attentive. This is my biggest concern.
I think that is asinine. That's like saying airbags and seatbelts encourage people to be less attentive. Crashing your car is such a massive inconvenience. At the least, it's a huge inconvenience.
I don't know. Like,
no
honestly,
one's going to feel cool about doing it.
The thing about airbags, like, you ever talk to an older person that's been in a car accident where people died because in one of the other vehicles, the engine block got pushed into the passenger compartment and people inside were crushed?
No.
Yeah, that used to happen. And so, like, I got...
Oh, yeah, there's no crumple zone. Everything was made out of steel, so when it finally gave, it was like the force of a catapult being hurled into your guts.
Well, they actually designed engines now to drop. That was one of the things they had to do for, like, heavy impacts up front. I used to work as a claims adjuster, people, in case you want to know why I know all this. So, I used to look at serious car accidents.
I just thought because you're Asian.
No, like, this is...
things.
If it were my Asian side, it'd be a complaint of, like, why we have to add these special features that cost extra money. But no, like, my claims adjuster
You would set
part.
Everything at a height where Asians would be safe and white people would die.
But no, it's just like with airbags, it has created this problem. Like, so another way that people used to die a lot while we have airbags is you would, if you weren't wearing a seatbelt and you didn't have an airbag, in a front-end accident, your entire chest cavity would hit the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And a lot of ruptured aortas would occur that way. So you'd get out of the car, go talk to the other person, be like, hey, no worries, I'm fine. Like, just kind of took a blow to the chest. I just need to go sit down. And you'd be dead 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Having bled to death. And that's like...
You'd pull a John Ritter.
So the reality is, like, people are driving worse because they don't realize, like, just how fatal these things really should be. Like, you're driving a car at a high speed, and it is a heavy
piece of
equipment.
People used to drink while enjoying quote-unquote road sodas. I think we're doing a little better overall.
See, but drunk driving is the easy boogeyman. The reality is, like... We're doing a little better now with texting and driving. But, I mean, people, I see them constantly driving and texting, and I don't like it. I think it represents a lack of attention and respect for human life.
I will look up from texting and see another guy doing it and be like, you piece of reckless S. Hold on, let me hit send.
I don't do it.
It's maybe the worst thing I do.
Yeah. I don't do it.
You know what's worse? Siri. I'm going to blame Siri for any accidents I get into. Because if Siri actually understood my damn words, we'd be fine. All I have to find is the little microphone button and then dictate to that little bitch and we'd be set. And instead, I have to talk and then I look at what Siri heard from me and it's all screwed up and now I'm hunting and pecking to delete and put in the right stuff. It'd be easier if I just typed in the gibberish.
Look, hey, I'm sorry to sound like an even older man than I already do, but... I'm sorry, like, in the 20th century when I learned to drive, I actually got a map out when I was going someplace that I found unfamiliar, and I looked it up on a map before I drove anywhere. Nowadays, that map is on a computer, but I still look it up from point to point before I drive anywhere. And so for me, it's kind of annoying that people just rely on
Russians
GPS.
Detonate an EMP above us?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, why can't people look at a map first? Like, why not have some sort of pride in, like, finding your destination without having to consult
We're lazy.
A GPS?
It's the same way people just want to buy a box of bacon and not kill a pig in their backyard.
That's an extreme example, man. You can't, like, compare those two things. I'm asking 100
years
you to take,
ago, that wouldn't have been extreme.
But I'm saying, looking at the same GPS or phone device that you use to get you there as it barks out instructions, just zoom out a little bit.
I know what you're saying. I have to do the same thing. I get the gist because once in a while, my Siri will screw the hell up.
Exactly.
And send me Christ knows where.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I feel we're in like the 3% minority here of people that aren't just like, make me go to there.
So it upsets me that they're now marketing like, hey, look at this safety device. This is great
for
America.
I'm fine with safety.
It's not safe. It's creating more accidents, I feel.
It's not going to.
It's encouraging lazier driving, and you're never going to be able to anticipate. Short of just putting everybody on a track, like, what is that movie? Is it Demolition Man? Everybody has a...
What, where we freeze people, including Simon Phoenix, and he comes out knowing Kung Fu? Yes, that's Demolition
and then, but
Man.
He has to, like, get into the cab with the automated driver and all that.
Oh, Johnny Cab.
Yeah.
Let me Google to see if I knocked that out of the park, because this is what I do. I mention things and then see if I remember them correctly, like an Alzheimer's patient.
But no, like, just democracy rears its ugly head nowhere worse in the United States than when it comes to, like, the qualifications to be a driver.
Why, it is a Johnny Cab robot. Last time I saw Demolition Man, 93. Bring it. You also had the three shells. I remember that gag, too. You don't?
No, I don't.
That was their bathroom.
Okay.
And the whole thing was Stallone just like, hey, yo, what's with the three shells? I think he, like, wiped his ass with them at the end or something.
I just remember that Taco Bell won the restaurant wars. That's my favorite part of that movie.
Oh, yeah. And I also like that Dennis Leary was the head of the rat people. Have you ever noticed that, like, poor people in movies, it's not that they just wear old clothing. It's like, I'm going to take the upholstery off a chair and wear that like a cape.
Right.
And instead of shoes, I'm going to take sponges and rubber band them to my feet.
Right.
It's like, why don't the poor in the future, I don't know, just act like poor people now?
Right.
And wear like an old winger t-shirt. Ah, oh, God damn it. We have another call. Hold still. All right, Howard, now that we've been so rudely interrupted, and we'll be interrupted again, I guarantee it.
Well, conveniently, we're talking about 30-second Super Bowl ads, so
yeah.
I think this will transfer seamlessly as we try to talk the next one up.
We can just knock them out. Hold on. I guess that should have been our funny highlight. I have to find a highlight for more like radio.
All right.
I guess us talking about the poor. I thought that was funny. How poor
people
always dress like Wrath of Khan.
Around 32-minute mark. Remember that.
32-minute mark. Well, that's the silence. We're going to say 24 minutes.
All right.
At 24 minutes was the highlight. At 24 min start. Highlight talking about Hyundai. Bam. That was simple enough. All right. Next commercial. Maybe my least favorite of the whole damn thing. Chevy Life. We got two people driving at sunrise. Or sunset, if I recall. And we got a woman with short hair.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear Popstradamus, I might not call a game, but get this. She's driving with her husband. Her eyes well up. And I talked to Rich. And I believe in my infinite empathy, my exact words were, what does this bitch have ovarian cancer or something?
Yeah.
2 seconds later, Chevy goes on about supporting cancer. Cancer's horrible. Yada, yada. Maybe the worst ad ever. Before I'm crucified for that, everyone's like, how can you say that? They're trying to help people with cancer. One, it's a corporation. Christ knows what tendrils they have and what they're getting on the back end of all this.
They're
do not know.
They're capitalizing on cancer in order to get you to believe in their company.
Yeah, exactly. They're a company. They're not sweet. Second of all, wait. So first, they're evil because they're a corporation. Second of all, yeah. Who wants to associate their product with cancer, even if you're helping them? Why would you just say Chevy cancer, Chevy cancer? You know what I think? If I'm having a beer or if I'm half-heartedly eating a wing and like kind of hearing this out of the corner of my ear, I'm like, wait a minute, driving a Chevy causes cancer?
Yeah.
Is it powered by the same plutonium that Marty needed to get Back to the Future?
That is usually the level of cerebral thought that most football fans have, so...
Absolutely.
Very accurate of you to depict it in that fashion.
No one's paying attention. Simple as that. Hold on. I have to email my customer as well.
But nah, here's...
Buy me 30 seconds.
No,
friend.
Actually, like, I want to jump ahead to the Budweiser commercial that was all about welcoming a soldier home after being in Afghanistan, I believe. And so there's another opportunity for a corporation.
Which one was that, by the way?
Capitalize on someone else's... I don't want to say military service is misfortune, but you get called up to serve in Afghanistan. That is a stressful period in your life. And so, like, the benefit to Budweiser now to create a party for him in his hometown that they could film upon his return from Afghanistan, that didn't entirely sit well with me. I mean, I felt good for the guy that he got a free party. And then, I mean, he didn't seem to have the kind of family that would be, like, very emotional in a way that you wouldn't want that caught on camera. So that part of it made me... like, feel like, all right, this
maybe
isn't as bad as it
drained.
Could have been.
Maybe after a year of worrying that their kid is going to get maimed or lose his balls and not, like, continue the family line.
I mean, I'm just waiting for, like, one of these years, like, Budweiser's just going to have the camera follow somebody who died in, like, overseas service and just, like, follow the casket all the way back. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like, hey, life's a bee. Drink a Bud. You know what I mean? It's just, it's pretty close to that. I think that's the number one reason it makes me uncomfortable. It's just like, we need to honor our heroes with a party, unless they're dead, in which case have a Miller Lite. You know what I mean?
Are we going to see one of Frank Lucas's henchmen pull the heroin out of the casket as well?
Oh, man.
Just go all out.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
You just crossed the line, bro.
Yeah, that was offensive. Sorry. That one got a little saucy. The next one, they have T-Mobile No Contract. Outstanding ad, legitimately funny, with Tim Tebow showing what's possible without a contract. If I recall, he was staring at a woman's vagina and not vomiting as he delivered a baby.
Yeah,
so I guess
right.
That's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it obviously wasn't sexual, so... I mean, that would be the most plausible way that he would insert.
I suppose, yeah, as long as the whole circumstance was completely about just a baby entering the world for Jesus.
Best comment I did not make when I was watching the Super Bowl. Someone immediately blurted out, this is the closest he's ever going to get to a Super Bowl.
I also, someone said regarding Bruno Mars, spent more time on the field than Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Not bad
Impressive.
Either. Impressive.
I like
either.
That one. That's a good one. See, like... Twitter was not all for naught. There were a couple of sound bites.
To be fair and give your new girlfriend Reddit its due, it was a meme I saw on Reddit.
Oh, nice. See, there you go. There you go, Reddit. Thank you very much.
All right, the Jaguar Rendezvous ad. I don't know what the hell this one was.
I don't remember this at all.
All right. Tom Hiddleston. That's like a name I should know. I know it, but I don't know what it looks like. You know what I mean? You're like, I know who that is, just not out there. Mark Singer, I don't know the name, and Sir Ben Kingsley. Bad guys driving or endorsing Jaguars.
That was all right. I mean, it played on a stereotype.
Tom Hiddleston. Oh, Loki!
Yeah, I mean, it just played on this bizarre stereotype that I don't think people really have about the British. I think the stereotype about old British men is that people
they
tend to
love
trust.
Women with 38 triple F's in metric cups.
I was thinking more just Americans are more likely to believe a British spokesperson simply based on their accent.
Yeah, like, they sound smarter than us.
Yeah, and they're speaking factually true matters when they open their mouths and tell you that Tide is the breast banded detergent, you know?
Yeah, no, the British just sound smarter. They can be dumb as hell. I'm sure they have pretty much the same IQ that we do. Well, yeah, close enough. But
their educational system, I think,
it has to be better.
Better.
It has to be better. What is worse than we have in America right now? Our current educational system, we're like 27th in everything across the board.
I think, yeah, when it comes to science and math, you're moving closer to 40.
We are dumb. Oh, we are dumb.
America.
Yeah. No, having a kid, you're going to have to teach that kid at home all the time to, like, actually know a damn thing.
I'll say this. Like, federalism really does matter when it comes to education. Like, if you took Texas, Florida, Louisiana, basically the entire Gulf Coast out of the equation, we would jump up quite a bit in most categories. Like, they do a really terrible job.
Really?
Oh, dude, from Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas.
All the really fat states are ruining it. Is that what you're saying? All the real fatzos, they're also the dummies. So they just got it all going on.
Yeah, it's tough goings down there, man. Because, I mean, you look at some of the other states in the Northeast. I think, yeah, from Virginia up to Maine, and then you look at the Midwest. And, I mean, even where my dad is from in Montana, that's one of the most educated states in the country, believe it or not.
Yeah, they're all like those gentleman country lawyer types.
Yeah, I was really disappointed because I grew up thinking that Texas would be a lot like Montana since it was cattle country. And I got to Texas for college after being exposed to Montana most of my childhood. And I was like, oh, wow.
Texas is dumb yokels, man.
Not everybody, but a
not
huge
everyone,
percentage.
But yeah.
A stunning percentage. I'm like, did you not go to high school? And the answer is like, basically
my
no.
My stereotype, like how Texans are, is probably what the rest of the world thinks of just all America. Where it's just like, oh, bang, bang, shoot him up. Look at my belt buckle. Get her done, and trucks.
That wasn't true at UT, obviously. That
it's
is
school.
The flagship institution of the state. So you are getting the best high school students from throughout, like, one of the largest states in the United States. However, I mean, just the general impression I got from visiting people in their hometowns and just Austin's public school system wasn't that bad. But, yeah, overall, like, it's a struggle to get anybody a high school education in that state. Because I felt like there was way more remedial education in the first 2 years at UT. They just, like, told me I didn't have to do any of it because I went to a normal high school in the suburbs of D.C.
You came in at like a junior or some crap.
I was a senior by the end of my first year.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
God, that is nuts when you really just say that out loud.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was 18 and I was a senior. It was just crazy.
All right, we're going to just bang out the whole, like, the commercials I know. I guess we're, what do we want to rush it? I'm enjoying this.
I mean, yeah, let's do a couple more. Yeah, let's see how
we got a lot. That was just the A's.
Oh, come on,
there's
man.
B's, C's, D's, a couple F's.
Let's jump down to the bottom.
Come on, give me a couple. Let's just do the ones I know.
All right.
All right.
I just want to get to the F's pretty quickly here, man.
Need for speed. There, I sounded like an elderly person buying a video game for their grandkid. You want the Needs for Speed. All right, Need for Speed. I guess a movie based on a video game, and it had Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. I hate that guy. I don't know. I think he's Aaron something or other.
Right.
I hate that he's being touted as some sort of heartthrob. He looks like a 14-year-old that has the hairline of a 38-year-old. He looks like Akira.
Yeah, he does.
Am I thinking of Tetsuo?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
Tetsuo or Kaneda. I forget which is which.
Nice but one, pull.
Yeah. One of them is a hairline, like he's 14, and it starts at his ear tops.
Oh,
he looks
man.
Exactly like that one, the one that becomes the big blob and swallows the stadium at the end.
Somebody at home needs to create that meme for us. That's great.
Yeah, one of you guys. Hell, just remember where it is in the episode I said this. I'll settle for that. Beats Dancing Ellen. I hated this. God, I hated this. Why? Because Ellen is gay and female. She can dance. That was horrific.
I enjoyed that commercial.
Are you kidding me?
I was only confused by the wolf. I didn't understand why the wolf had to be there.
Oh, because it was Goldilocks, I thought. Was it not? Or is it the bears?
It's the three bears, man.
Yeah.
Why was there a wolf there?
They were mixing Red Riding Hood then? They're mashing it all together?
That's messed up. You need to keep your story straight. I mean, you're
no
really
mixing
confused.
Of the races or the stories for Howard. Not me. I'm fine with either. Hate monger. I hated that ad. She's prancing around doing the claw stuff. It's like, Jesus Christ. People already think white people suck at dancing. Do we have to just put it out there?
I'm just saying, like, she was looking pretty good for her age. If she were not into the same things that I'm into, like, I might have had to holler at Ellen.
Really? Ugh. Ugh. Whatever. I hate that ad, and yet, like, a KFC ad starring a black dude who's unicorn rare. That's all I'm saying. Radio Shack with the 80s stuff. That was, I'm okay for 80s nostalgia. Dee Snider, is there a bigger whore than Dee Snider? Snider will appear in anything.
Mary Lou Retton, apparently, because she really was in the commercial wearing her old gymnastics uniform.
Yeah, and Hulk Hogan, but Hulk Hogan is Hulk Hogan, and Alf is a puppet. He doesn't know any better.
I thought it was money well spent on Radio Shack's part. I tip my hat off to them for putting in a little bit more effort than a lot of people would for their Super Bowl commercials. So I give them the tip of the hat.
I mean, I like that they acknowledged their store sucked.
Yeah.
Like, I walk into a Radio Shack and I literally am thinking, holy Christ, if this were 86 and I was having to buy pornographic magazines in order to look at naked women, I would live at Radio Shack.
Right.
This is the best store. Like, there's transistor boards and crap like that.
Yeah.
They might as well have, like, tape decks on some shelf back there. I don't really know.
I mean, they've done pretty well in the cell phone market. That's how they've
adapted. I guess. I remember the last time I heard Radio Shack for cell phones, it was like, oh, the Apple iPhone 5S is out. Every normal place is sold out. Visit Radio Shack. You and three other people thought of it.
Now, I'll say this. I got to jump ahead, though, to the Stephen Colbert ads. I mean, I give those a B-. I thought I almost got a chuckle out of the second one, but it wasn't as good as he
was shilling the what's-its, pistachios, like Psy, right? Like, he's just wearing green.
Yeah, there was a special effect where you basically saw him crack his head open, and then inside there was an additional head of his that was speaking as if it were a pistachio. So
that
kinda
sounds like something horrific from Puppet Master.
Yeah, he was like, it was a green version of himself. It was kind of like the genie from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That is horrible.
Mecha-licka hi, mecha-hiney-ho. Yeah, it looked a little bit like that. That was the only thing that got
chuckled
out of me.
There's a child that their innocence died seeing that commercial.
It was a B- at best. I think I'm being generous because I like Colbert a lot, but it was beneath him, I think, honestly, to do those pistachio commercials.
I'm still just shocked. Dee Snider will do anything. If the Japanese offered to bury Dee Snider in the sand up to his neck and then give him a you-know-what rhymes with kukaki, he would agree to it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Such a piece of crap. Squarespace, I have no idea what that was. Cheerios with Gracie. Oh, this is the one that all the conservatives are supposed to hate.
Wait, let me get back to Squarespace, though, first, because I thought that was one of the better commercials, because I didn't know what that company was beforehand, but it was a very vividly and well-put-together commercial where
weren't
I wanted
like
to know.
Were they just a web host or something?
Yeah, but I mean, they really did capture a lot of what web traffic had built up as popular this year, like the duck face. They had all these, like,
yeah,
gimmicks.
Yeah, everything that could, horrible on the internet, and it was like, but...
Riveted people.
Spammy.
To me, it caught everybody's attention because it was the most effective commercial because it made everybody ask, what is this ad about? And when it finally got to Squarespace, everybody in the room said, what is this? I don't even know what this is. And I'm like, that's the point of advertising. You never even heard of
this.
I'm not
going to look it up. It's just another web host. It's like a classier version of a GD GoDaddy commercial.
Yeah. I mean, the other one that people hadn't really heard of that was surprising was Goldieblocks had a commercial.
Whatever.
I mean, it's just they were subsidized by Intuit. So the one question was like, how does such a small toy company end up getting on TV like that? And they have a nice mission. I've heard that their toys are actually cheaply made. So as much as people might be excited that there is a company making girls' toys, check out the quality ratings instead of just being like, girl power, I'm buying this. No, you're buying something from a corporation that had it poorly constructed in China. Like, don't kid yourself. It's a bizarre ad campaign because, like, I understand that the purpose really was someone who is a female engineer trying to get women into math and the sciences, but the reality is, like, it's been taken over and now it's a profit machine.
Mm-hmm.
So just be warned. Like, make sure that it has good ratings as a toy goes on Amazon before you click purchase.
You have any thoughts on the Gracie commercial?
Which one is that?
The little half black, half white kid, and her black dad is like, you got another kid, kid brother coming. And she's like, I have a kid brother and a puppy.
I thought it was clever. I will say that the puppy line was a clever use of the Cheerio. I don't know. Like, we do enjoy the occasional racist humor on this show. Do you got anything? I really...
Not really.
Yeah.
Black and white people have sex and they can make a baby hard.
It's kind of one of those things that proves that you and I are not actually racist, where I'm like, really? This is a
not
problem?
Like a, not like a deer having sex with a cat. They can reproduce.
It's probably from hanging out with my ass so long where you're like, yeah, people, when you add like one color to another, out comes a kid who's like somewhere in between. Yeah. That's what happens.
Doesn't really shock me. I don't know. I don't care. I actually just feel bad because everyone's like, oh, the conservatives hate this one. It's like, I don't look, being a conservative doesn't make you against quote unquote misogyny.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Republicans with mixed race relations.
Yeah, it just happens. It's something that's going to occur as populations mix more and more.
Ann Coulter's getting plowed out by JJ from Good
Times. All she loves is the dark D.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I don't think she's seen a white penis since Reagan was in the White House. It's been a long time for Ann Coulter.
Oh, man.
She and I should have a conversation about our tastes. It might be frighteningly similar. Except I'm straight. I should probably have prefaced what I said with that. Let's see. Honda Hug Fest. That was just Bruce Willis getting hugged by Fred Armisen. I don't know if there was something I saw that was more annoying than that.
It was a miss. It was a whiff. It was one of those things that they were trying to make you feel so awkward that you laughed by the end. And I did. I had a moment where I chuckled at it. But it seems too expensive to have an ad like that for what the price of a Super Bowl ad is. So. I thought that was a whiff.
Your Colbert ad rated as a C, as did the Bud Light Epic Night, which had Arnold as a ping pong champion.
That's
or whatever.
Below a C.
I hated that commercial just because it acted like, oh, these are all hidden cameras. He doesn't know what's going on. Did you see the lighting and the quality of the video? What, he's not going to notice 100 different cameras around him?
The guy seemed too polished,
Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Exactly. They took multiple takes of this junk.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it was just...
All they said was just he's not an actor or something. So they got, like, some guy off the street.
I don't know if they got a guy off the street. He was cast. Did you see the guy? Like, he was somebody that...
Oh, yeah,
it
wasn't some big fat slob. He was, like, a decent-looking dude. Like, he's in shape.
He's clearly a guy who works out a lot. Wouldn't mind being on TV. Clearly somebody who puts a lot into their appearance in order to have that next big moment on Jersey Shore. So
your hero's welcome ad is also a C. D was a Chevy Silverado with the bull.
And that got a D?
That got
some laughs in my room.
I hated that one. It just reminded me of the end of Colors, where it's, Spicoli turning to his new partner and relaying to him the story that, or the little proverb that Robert, oh God, why am I forgetting his name? The guy who lives out near us, the consigliere from Godfather, Robert Duvall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the young bull turns the old dad bull and he says, hey, dad, let's run down that hill and grab one of those cows and bang it. And then the dad says, no, let's walk down and bang them all. I forgot the part where he runs down and frightens them. I relate it horribly. But that's it. It just made me think of Colors.
Okay. I haven't seen that movie.
Ever. You haven't seen it ever. I'm one of 10 people who have seen Colors because I would stay up and watch Cinemax at 3 a.m. in the summer of 2001.
Waiting for a nipple. Just waiting for a nipple to appear on Skinamax.
I didn't even do like the Skinamax thing. At that point, maybe I did because I didn't have like good computer porn until like 03. And then I'm just like, oh, thank you, cable internet. Oh, thank you.
You young kids don't know what it was like.
Yeah, well, it was horrible because I had to drop out of college. So, like, I had T3 speed porn in 1999, and then I had to drop out. And admittedly, maybe the worst part, I dropped out because my dad died. But, you know, it was kind of gravy on top of that. I couldn't get good porn anymore. I had to do dial-up porn. Hell, man. Not cool. Kids don't remember that. They just had Wi-Fi all the time. There was a time all you got for porn was pictures.
Yeah.
And you had to click on the site, and, like, the pictures took 2 minutes to load. Just the thumbnails. And then if you actually saw a thumbnail you liked and thought that one could get the job done for the night, you'd have to click and wait 30 seconds for that crap to dial up.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you had to settle, whereas today, you know, you just click through until you find, like, the picture that you're going to be good with tonight. Like, back then, you just were like, I am so tired. I just need to get this done and go back to video games.
Infinite pictures. You're like, I don't care. Bring more and more and more.
Like, yeah, back then you actually had to be really judicious on which thumbnail you clicked.
I'm like Alex in Clockwork Orange with my eyes open and just images of war and dogs vomiting and stuff. That's it. Just flipping past. As they play Beethoven.
Oh, man.
That's me with porn. Back in the day, though, you couldn't even... The modem was on an internal speaker, too. Kids don't even know what the hell an internal speaker means. They don't even know what a desktop is. Back in the day, there wasn't a laptop or an iPad. There's something called a desktop, and it had external speakers that you adjusted the volume on. But inside it, there were internal speakers from before when there were sound cards that were optional. And the computer needed some way to make a couple noises to indicate it was about to blow up and things like that. And your modem had another speaker of its own. So at 2 a.m., as you surreptitiously tried to dial on to get some porno, your parents would just be like, and it's like, gee, I wonder what he's going on to do his homework. No, he's not. I just hope it's straight porn. That's it. That's the thoughts of thoughts from dad.
Yeah.
Please let him be looking at a woman. I want my name to live on and not on an adopted Asian or black child. All right. So last but not least. The time machine. I hated the time machine.
That was okay. It was cliche.
It really looked bad. I thought it was going to be like just a glory hole cut in the side and the kid was like sucking off old dudes for money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I took it there.
Yeah, you did.
Transformers Age of Extinction preview.
Marky Mark. What do you think?
It's robot. Oh, is he not in the other ones? Oh, that's right.
I've never seen one of the live action. I'm still stuck on the animated one.
I've seen all three of the live actions because the first was okay. I'll own up to that. The second, I was hanging out with my buddy Tony, and it's like we got nothing else to do, but I know it's going to be horrible, and boy was it. And number three was one of the, you know, three movies that Netflix gets a year that I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
I'll say this, like, I'm glad that Dirk Diggler is now coming full circle and joining this this franchise because, after all, he in Boogie Nights is the one that brought back fame to the Transformers animated song.
You got the touch. I really hit that note.
You got the power.
You might own the tapes, but the magic on those tapes, that belongs to us. He probably loves it because compared to a 50-foot robot, he doesn't look that short. Look it up, kids. Marky Mark is like, what, 5'6"?
I don't know.
He is Tom Cruise sized. They should be living in a tree and making our cookies. Axe make love, not war. Didn't see it. Volkswagen wings. That got a D.
Nah, that was good.
I hated that one, man. Nazi science, like German scientists. That makes me just think of like them injecting blue dye into the eyes of twins and sewing their skin together. It's all Dr. Mengele to me.
I'm sorry. I like bathroom humor. Rainbows out of the butt. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like it when it's really graphic.
They had to tone it down a little for it. I thought that was fine.
I hated it. People, just because I'm not a big fan of the Krauts, and especially Kraut scientists. They give me the damn heebie-jeebies.
That's the real reason I think people didn't like that commercial. Yeah. It is a little strange.
How about a bunch of German soldiers, and they're saluting, and they're talking in German? I wouldn't like that much either.
Yeah.
That's just something the Germans are going to have to deal with for a long time.
A very long time. You know, at the last World Cup, the World Cup hosted in Germany most recently, they did pretty well. They were the host country, and they got to the semis. And along the way, they started to get into some of the national cheers for their team. And Spanish fans actually complained at one match because they felt like German fans chanting Deutschland, yeah. Deutschland sounded too much like the Nazis.
It's creepy.
They stopped. The Germans have such a sense of shame about the Holocaust still that the second other World Cup fans from the nation said,
yeah. It's quite the oopsies,
yeah.
If you will.
But I mean, it's their version of USA. USA.
Yeah, they're just saying their dumb country name.
Yeah, and yet they stopped because they're like,
it's
yeah.
It's so sinister as F and we all know it.
Because it's like, we did do that, didn't we? And so they had to stop. So I think that's the main reason that Volkswagen commercial kind of sets us all off, where it's like, a little uncomfortable about the German engineers.
Absolutely. Just a bunch. Like I said, listen to Slayer's Angel of Death. That's what it sounded like. Just a summary, a catalog of the works of Mengele.
If this guy had been working 100 years ago, he'd have been building a U-boat.
Oh, man. Let's see. The Fs. CarMax, the slow clap. I did hate that. Kia, the truth with Morpheus singing. I didn't mind Morpheus singing. I didn't hate that one so much. I'm in love with his daughter. I literally would marry his daughter and Jamie Foxx's daughter.
Oh, I haven't seen Jamie
Foxx.
God,
let me be the cream in that Oreo.
Wow.
I'm going to look him up here. I'm going to look them both up for you. First, yeah, Montana. Nah, I can't Google Montana Fishburne. That'll get a lot of like porno hits.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jamie Foxx's daughter. You're going to be running with that iPad in the bathroom again,
buddy. How old is
she?
Nah, tell me how old she is first.
She's legal. I'm not a pervert. Right. Good Lord. You know, my girlfriend's 21, not 4. All right, Corrine Foxx. So I'm going to Google Corrine Foxx now. Oh, look at her with a bunch of her multi-ethnic circle of friends. So adorable.
Yeah.
Where's a really good picture of Corrine Foxx? All right, yeah, come here. I guess her mom was either really light-skinned or white. I don't really know. Here she is in a bikini. Yeah. Oh, God. These are just like bikini frolicking
that's
on the beach.
That's pretty impressive,
pictures.
Yeah. I mean, for somebody who hasn't been airbrushed, like,
okay,
that's good,
okay, here
man.
She is actually done up. Here are two of her getting, like, an MTV Awards thing. That girl. Oh, that was my favorite. I think that was at the Academies after Django.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, I know.
Because she looks like his date. I'll be real.
Yeah, she, thank Christ, looks nothing like Jamie Foxx. But that, yeah, that would be the horror. Like, you knock that up, and then the kid comes out looking like Jamie, especially in that drag getup he did for Living Color.
Oh, that would be a problem.
Wanda or whatever.
I mean, if.
With the burnt curler lips.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to have Jamie Foxx's grandkid.
I mean, I'd hit him up for money all the time. That's about it. Just be like, Django, was that really your dick? That's it. That's all I do.
Never
sure,
gets old.
You sure it wasn't a prop like Dirk Diggler? And it comes full circle. We managed it. I think, speaking of managing it, I'm pretty sure we've done a full episode. I suppose we need a little Philip Seymour Hoffman talk.
Yeah, I think you can't just leave it on that. We were talking about your favorite scene from Boogie Nights. And,
yeah, the kiss. Oh, that's right. We did say we'd get to him later in the episode, yeah. And now we have 2 minutes left, but let's cram it in. Something. You're the acting guy.
Well, why am I the acting guy?
When I was a kid, you really knew movies and crap like that. That's how I view it.
I mean, because I was talking to my girl on the way to work. I took her to work this morning, but one of the things we were talking about is when an actor who you obviously never met has passed away, when is it appropriate to respond with some sort of like, I kind of miss this person type sentiment? Because there are actors like this. When I talked to my sister about Philip Seymour Hoffman, she really enjoyed him in a couple of movies where it creates a sadness that you're not going to see them in future roles. I think if you actually, so like River Phoenix is another example, somebody who I saw him in enough movies before he passed away that thinking of Philip Seymour Hoffman and River Phoenix kind of dying a little younger than they really should have, it makes me think of the movies that we could have had with River, and it also makes me think of the movies that we could have had with Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's one of those things where, you know, we didn't know him personally. It is a bit weird for people to get a little too sentimental about a person they've never met. But the reality is, if a celebrity had an impact on you, you know, it is natural to say, like, huh, I'm really sad that they're not going to have one of those long careers like Henry Fonda or somebody else where I get to grow old with them. So
that's a nice way of putting it. That is tasteful and sweet, and I'm going to probably just leave it at that. I would say in terms of that human reaction to an actor dying, the last time that happened to me, and it's been a long time, was Tony Soprano kicking it. And really only because he played Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Like, I was sad that Tony Soprano was actually dead.
Right.
Than Gandolfini was. Because it's not like I followed Gandolfini's career after that.
I mean, this is the thing that got me in trouble a little bit earlier, so I'm just going to take it down a notch. But, I mean, it's just like you have to be honest with, like, you didn't know this person personally. And, yes, there's a part of you that, like is connected to them in a way that isn't real. Because, like, when you think of actors that you don't really care about, you know, I got to be honest. Like, I don't recall anything that I really enjoyed Heath Ledger in.
I mean, everyone's knee-jerk is that Batman flick. Where I thought he was very good.
He was
but
better than the rest of the people involved in the Christian Bale Batman movies.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I don't really care for much that Ledger did. I mean, certainly not that 10 Things I Hate About You or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I feel bad that he had a young kid and a wife nice. That he left behind. Like, these are things that are human stories that, like, anytime
is
you hear this.
Is she the Hollywood pump, by the way, or what? God, she gets passed around like a doob.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't follow celebrity gossip, man. So.
Not me so much, but like anytime I'm reading about anyone or more just I hear it in passing, it's like so-and-so broke up with Michelle Williams. What a town bike. I'm not saying she puts out or whatever. I don't know what the Hollywood folk do. But God, she seems to, she's logged like 5 to 7 months with everyone in that town.
Wow. Okay. No, that's news to me. I just, I feel bad for her, man. She lost her husband, so. That's
kind of
where. I guess that
does screw you up a little bit, especially when you got the kid with him.
I mean, it's just like, that's the kind of story that you hear on the local news if you pay attention to that crap. I'm not sure why, like, you want to get too much into that with celebrities. Other than the fact that, you actually do follow their movies. I just getting a little too emotional about it in a way where it's as if you knew the person. I mean, you're starting to get in that creepy zone of, like, maybe you're the one who was president of Selena's fan club and ended up shooting her. You know?
Tiano music will never be the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you have to have these boundaries with celebrities, man. It's just like you can mourn the passing of Nelson Mandela, but did you know him? Like, he had a profound impact on people's lives, and like it's something to be mindful of and be inspired by if you're going to do some of that work on your own. But
I would have had this reaction to Pacino or De Niro had they died after Heat. It's about 20 years too long for either of them.
That's a good way to put it.
De Niro? Holy God. De Niro dying at this point can only be a good thing.
Wow.
That dude does nothing. Pacino at least tries once in a while.
Oh, man.
De Niro just is like actively crapping on his legacy at this point. He just does not care. Good God.
Samuel L., I recently heard, doesn't turn down anything. I used to try to figure out the rhyme and
Samuel
reason.
Samuel L., I never really like thought was some tier one, the best of the best.
I mean, I really enjoyed, I saw The Negotiator a couple weeks ago, him and Kevin Spacey. I really thought that was a desire on their mutual parts to work together. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's just like Samuel L. says yes to everything, so.
All right, let's punch the hell out. We can wrap this up. I'm not even going to do an outro bed. I don't care.
All right, man.
I was busy looking for it. We got to rush it. Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He is Howard Flood at Papa's Basement on Twitter for me. For him, it's at what the F and Heezy in papasbasement.com show's website. Find us on iTunes by looking up Papa's Basement and also find our football show, Papa's Football Podcast. We are done. We are out. Good day.
Peace.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.